"How can you stand there arguing?" cried Mavis Pellington, "with a wild animal in the house."
"Lord Pabham," began Mr. Hampton, "you know a lot about wild animals."
"I buy all my animals," said Lord Pabham. "I have never found one in a conservatory before. But this is a wolf, I'm sure of it. I think it's probably a North American she-wolf."
"Oh, who cares where it came from?"
screamed Mavis, as the wolf came a few steps further into the room.
"Can't you offer it some food and take it away safely somewhere before it bites somebody?"
"If this animal is really Mrs. Hampton," said Clovis, "she's just had an excellent dinner. She won't be interested in food."
"Oh, Leonard," cried his aunt, "can't you use your wonderful powers to change this terrible animal into something small and gentle, like a rabbit?"
"I don't think Mr. Hampton would like that," said Clovis.
"You're right," shouted Mr. Hampton. "I forbid it."
"All my wolves love sugar," said Lord Pabham. "If you like, I'll offer this one a piece." He took a piece of sugar from the table and pushed it along the floor towards Louisa. She ate it quickly and then, clearly hoping for more sugar, she followed Lord Pabham out of the room. The guests left the table thankfully and hurried into the conservatory. It was empty. Mrs. Hampton had disappeared. "The door to the garden is locked on the inside," said Clovis. He had quickly turned the key while he was pretending to try the lock. Everyone turned towards Leonard Bilsiter.
"If you have not changed my wife into a wolf," said Mr. Hampton, "will you please explain where she has gone? Clearly, she could not go out through a locked door, so where is she?"
"I tell you, I had nothing to do with it,"
repeated Leonard again and again, but nobody believed him.
"I'm leaving," said Mavis Pellington. "I refuse to stay another hour in this house."
Just then, Mary Hampton entered the room.
"What happened?" she asked crossly. "Someone has been playing a stupid game with me. I found myself in the kitchen, eating sugar from Lord Pabham's hand. I hate stupid games, and my doctor has forbidden me to eat sugar."
"Well, my dear," began Mr. Hampton. Mrs. Hampton listened excitedly as he explained.
"So you really did change me into a wolf, Mr. Bilsiter," cried Mrs. Hampton.
"No, no," said Leonard. "It's all a mistake."
"Actually, I did it," said Clovis. "You see, I spent 2 years in Russia, and I know a little about Siberian magic. Of course, I don't like to talk about it, but when other people talk a lot of rubbish about hidden powers, I like to show what Siberian magic can really do. May I please have a drink? I feel a little tired now." Leonard Bilsiter looked at Clovis with hate in his eyes. At that moment, he wished strongly that he could change Clovis into some small, helpless animal and then step on him very hard.